Well, a slow-moving cold front across the area, bringing some rain. As promised, we had some scattered showers and thunderstorms yesterday afternoon and early evening. And while there were some downpours in spots, there were quite a few neighborhoods that ended up dry. But it's the start of our trend that is going to be cooler, and today still some rain. The slow-moving front heading southbound. Disturbances riding along that front will produce bands and periods and clusters of showers and a few thunderstorms. And there may be some west-to-east bands of rain that set up. They can become really quite heavy. So we'll keep an eye on that situation, though I'm not expecting widespread severe weather. A few strong storms will be possible, favoring Clay and St. John's County, where it looks like temperatures will be a little bit warmer. But overall, it will be a cooler day today and some much-needed rainfall, with temperatures topping out in the 70s and 80s. Again, warmer south of Jacksonville initially, where there'll be a little less rain at first, and then near the Florida-Georgia border, where there'll be some late-day sun, and then in between, it's a little bit cooler. Tonight, we clear out area-wide. A pretty night tonight. We'll be down into the upper 50s, really low humidity, and a really nice Friday. Sunshine and breezy tomorrow. We'll top out at around 80, but with that low humidity, it'll be just a beautiful spring day. Tomorrow night, there'll be inland spots near and west of I-95 that drop into the 40s, so it will be cool. Open up the windows. And then Saturday, sunny and nice. Again, low humidity. Not as much wind as tomorrow. And we'll have highs around or a little bit above 80, at least inland and in the 70s at the beaches. And then Mother's Day starts to warm up, but it will still be pretty nice. Partly sunny. We'll be in the mid-80s during the afternoon. And it's looking like right now this will be the first completely dry weekend in more than 4 weeks. We've had four wet weekends in a row at one time or another. We had a lot of dry hours last weekend, but it ended up raining late on Sunday in quite a few spots. So this looks like a dry one. Let's take it all in while we can, right? Humidity returns on Monday, and with that, some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Indications are that next week is kind of a busy week of weather. We'll have a front nearby, disturbances moving by, and we'll have some periods of showers and thunderstorms as we continue to be blessed with some timely rains in what can be the peak of our wildfire season. So let's hope we keep it going. In the Burrish blog, just updated, Hurricane Preparedness Week is next week, so some links to help you out in that regard. New climate numbers are out, and by new, I mean, and they're adjusted for the 1991 to 2020 years. So the National Weather Service and NOAA use 30-year averages. So every decade, that gets moved forward 10 years. So, in other words, the previous averages were from 1981 to 2010. Now they're 1991 to 2020. And it shows a little bit, temperatures a little bit warmer and a little bit more rainfall. It's kind of interesting to look at those numbers. Check it out in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. I also have the night skies as we head through the next few weeks. And it's drinking water week. Water is a pretty hot and important commodity right here at home and all of Florida. And more information and some links in the Burrish blog. Have a great day and enjoy the cooler temperatures with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.